Howdy, everybody, and thank you for showing up to the latest workshop for RoofingSites.com. My name is Chris Hunter. I am the Chief Marketing Officer of RoofingSites.com. I'm also the author of The Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing for Roofers. We've got a special workshop here today, something that is completely outside of the marketing realm, right? But it's very tightly tied because it's an important part to having a successful company is having really good employees. And so we brought on a good friend of mine, Paul Sandeman, with Contractor Staffing Source. He is the guru for helping contractors hire, and not only hire, but hire really, really good people. So Paul, thank you so much for coming on and running our workshop here today.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited. I tell you what I'm going to go through today is the six myths of hiring. So Chris, this is sort of what I've learned for doing this for several years. And I think this is what gets in the way of most contractors succeeding at recruiting. A little bit about myself, I've been doing this for 40 years, makes me an old guy, probably worked with 2,000 or 3,000 contractors easy over that time. And what happened was I found out that I could get companies from $1 million to $10 million or $15 million, but they couldn't find the people. So all the marketing in the world doesn't do any good if nobody's there to do the work.
Right? Yeah,
so
sure.
I literally started with a guy in my garage. And that was, I guess, 4 years ago or so. And now we have 30 people on the team. We run, we go through 3,000 or 4,000 resumes a month. We have 400 job openings any given day. We hire 10 or 15 people a week on the average. I think the world's largest that just does construction. That's all we do. So I've learned a lot about what works and doesn't work, right? I think we've hired 1,000 people that I know of. And of those, we had to go through 280,000 resumes to find them. Tells you how hard it is to do. The good news is we have a 95% chance of people working out, which is pretty amazing for construction. So the question is, how does one get that 95% chance of people working out? And I'm going to hopefully go through that today because what gets in the way, I'm going to call it the six myths of hiring. Now, first, what is the definition of your worst employee? In my opinion, the definition of your worst employee is someone who's not bad enough to fire and someone who's not good enough to keep. And they just kill organizations, right? We've all got those. One way to tell, Chris, is when the phone rings and the guy's on the phone, you go, there's a sense of, oh, not him again. Or you get an email or a text. It isn't like an uplifting, energetic experience. It's like, oh my God, it's him again or her again. That's how you know. Now, when we look at this, I say, Chris, if you started your company over and you fired everybody, anybody that you wouldn't rehire, you should fire. Pretty simple. But most people don't do that because they believe in these myths, which prevents them from doing a good job. So today's labor market, it's an aging workforce, indirect competition from talents like MyNG mindset, hiring mindset. I mean, who wants to be a roofer, right? That's crazy, but it's sort of out there, right? And the median age for construction workers, this is sad. It's 43 years old. Isn't that sad? In fact, yeah. Roughly 40% of all the workers in the industry are 45 to 64. The number of older workers is going up all the time and younger workers are not coming into the market. So that sort of sucks.
But, right.
It's unfortunately, that's the way the industry is today. Less swayed by income, significantly physically weaker. This is Gen X, right? Searching for positive feedback and searching for meaning in work, right? My days, just get a job and do it. What's the problem? Now they go, well, how's this going to fit into my life's plan, right? Come on. So that's changed. And eyes are getting weaker, which is not good for roofers, right? You got to carry a roof, you got to get on a roof, not a good thing. So let me introduce the six myths to you. The first one is only recruit when you need someone. People say, look, I'm going to recruit only when I need someone. The second myth is employees are expensive. Who can afford to hire people? They're so expensive these days. I can't afford to hire anybody. Next one is we can do the recruiting ourselves. How tough can this be? No problem. I'll do it myself. Next one is, I can have to recruit in the construction industry, can train somebody. I only can recruit the industry. Next one, this is the worst one. Hire fast and fire slow. What I'm going to do is, I got to hire the guy, I need him. Hey, I can't find anybody else. I'm not going to fire him even though he's screwing over the company. Last one is recruiting is a project that ends. Like any other project, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So these are the myths that are in the industry that are getting in your way of doing a good job. Okay. And I'm going to debunk each one of those over the next couple minutes here. Number one, always be recruiting. That's the reality. Never stop recruiting. In fact, I had to change my whole company because of this myth. We work with give or take 300 contractors. And 180 of them we went through last year, and they all for the same reason. You guys are awesome. You found out my people in 3 months. We're done. And no. You recruit all the time. So I had to change my pricing structure. So now it's $3,000 a month if you do a month at a time. If you do it annually, it's $1,500 a month. I had to make it so cheap that it's a no-brainer. And that's how people are all signing up annually, because it's a myth that people believe. You should always be recruiting. Next one. Employees are worthy investments. You can't make money without them. Now, one of the things that comes up is you're starting to look for a new roofer or a new superintendent or something, and you go out and look. Your pay scale is not up to the market you're in, which is not good. So let's say you're paying your, you know, project manager, superintendent, $80,000 a year, and the market's 90 or 100. You're not going to find somebody, because you got to get somebody to quit their job and come to work for you. Trust me, you don't want anybody to work for you that doesn't currently have a job, especially in this market. So you have to convince them to quit their job and come to work for you. The next one is outsource your recruiting. I would say people think, if you look at that, that I can do it myself. I don't know why people think that. And maybe because, you know, they think it's too expensive for the conventional recruiting model. But, you know, usually, now I'm going to ask you a question, Chris. Do you do your own accounting?
No.
Fix your own car?
No, not the big stuff. Little stuff, sure.
Yeah, but, you know, bigger marks, okay. Now I'm going to ask a question. This is going to be a little bit. Do you do your own recruiting?
No, actually, we don't.
There you go. Good idea, right? It's something you should outsource your recruiting, because it's a talent, and the most important thing you have is a team. When you think about it, you're only as good as your team and your clients. So if you're doing good marketing, you have good clients, you're doing good recruiting, you have a good team. This is a really industry if you have great clients and great employees. On the other hand, if you have to take clients, you're not marketing enough, you take that marginal client, the one you shouldn't take, but you do anyway, and you hire the person who's marginal, who you shouldn't take, but you have been recruiting, then you have a bad client and a bad employee, which makes this industry a living hell, right?
Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to go there, all right? The next one is find exceptional talent outside the construction industry. I'm going to use an office manager, for example, or a selections coordinator, something like that. We have found wedding planners kill it as selection coordinators. Think about it, Chris. Wow. They've got to get a bunch of, Blake's wrong word, but the band, you know, the flower person, the caterer, the venue. All these people aren't noted for their professionalism. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you got to get them all at the same place, at the right place. It has to look good. Everybody has to be happy. It has to come off right. It sounds like a construction project to me. And so recruit outside of the industry. And especially today, if people are in roofing, I would say have a great training program. Just get people with the right attitude. You can train how to put on a roof, but you can't train who they are. So, you know, look outside the industry. And I suggest you find the right people. If you had to train them, that's way better than people that know the industry but are not good people. Next one is hire fast and fire slow. This kills construction companies. I'll give you an example. Let's say you've got a project, your project manager quit, or whoever quit, your superintendent quit, and you got to hire somebody fast because you got the projects to do. You got a bunch of jobs coming in, you can't stop. So you hire the guy, you hire fast. And then the problem is you can't fire the guy if you haven't got anybody else. And unfortunately, you may have spent years building up a corporate culture. Everybody's honest, you know, they tell the truth. They're really good human beings. You got all these great people working for you. Then you bring in the bad apple guy or girl, doesn't matter. They only lie occasionally, but they only lie 10% of the time. You know where the 10% is. They only steal some things, and that's not good. And they only, you know, piss off the client once in a while. That's all bad, right? So what everybody does that you've been have working for you is they look at this guy or girl and say, wow, he lies and he's still here. You know, he occasionally steals stuff, he's still here. He treats the client not that way, he's still here. So it lowers the standard of your entire company. It's much more devastating than you could possibly imagine. Because at that point, some of your good people will leave because they don't want to work for that kind of company. And if nothing else, your people will start showing up later. You're going to kill the culture. So the truth is you hire slow, which means you take a lot of time, you recruit all the time to make sure you find the right person, and you fire fast. The minute you think you've got the wrong person, you let them go. Like I said earlier, anybody you wouldn't rehire, you should fire. There's a saying, when should you fire the person? The first time you think about it, because there's a reason for that. And so, but because you haven't have a donor or a recruiting effort ongoing, you keep the guy or girl on because you haven't got any choice and they just kill your culture. So the truth is you hire slow and you fire fast. Unlike a project, recruiting is an ongoing process. You don't stop marketing when you find enough clients. You just raise your price and get pickier. You don't stop recruiting when you find the guy or the girl. You just get pickier and have a bench, right? If you have, if you're marketing all the time and you've got choice of the just the clients you want to work for, you're recruiting all the time and you've got, again, the people that want to work for you. It is not a project. It doesn't have a start, a beginning, and an end. And unfortunately, most contractors have this source of instant gratification. They patience isn't something that's big with these guys. So what happens is they end up not recruiting all the time. They look at, I need a guy. I put an ad in. I find the guy, I am done. You are never done. Okay, so keep that in mind. It is not a project. Next thing is, I'm going to talk about best onboarding practices. Okay, this is the way you should recruit. You should have KPIs, documentation, set expectations, have employee reviews, and let people architect their own success. KPIs are key performance indicators. You should have those for each of your employees. You should have documentation. You should have set expectations for people. Do employee reviews. You've got to have a good onboarding practice. You know, let people architect their own success. Now, I'm going to tell you what I consider the best practices for, you know, recruiting. First, writing the job ads. Writing the job ads is way easier than it used to be. Thanks to ChatGPT, your new best friend, or at least it should be. Because you can say, I am a roofing contractor. I am in Cincinnati. I have 20 people working for me. I'm looking for this kind of guy. I wanted the guy to quit his job and come work for me and tell him you're a comedian, you're an HR expert, you're a world-class copywriter. Please write me a job ad that's going to get people to quit their jobs and come to work for me. It'll do a great job. Just got to get the right prompt, okay? So that's way easier than it ever used to be. So giving the right prompt, write a killer job ad. Again, it is an ad. It is not a job description. When you write an ad, you're trying to attract somebody to quit their job and come to work for you, saying, wanted roofer, 5 years experience, we give good benefits. Boring. It's not going to attract anybody. Like, why am I going to quit my job? If you say, are you not appreciated at your job? Does your boss not respect your personal space? Whatever it is. Do you feel like you're at risk because your job, you know, if you're a roofer, the guy doesn't want to use all the safety tools he needs to. Pick something that gets people to want to quit their job and come to work for you. You know, you're not writing a job description here. Write emails to candidates, you know, draft the onboarding documents, do KPIs. A couple of things I would suggest also is when you write the job ad next, you post the ads everywhere you can. Every place you can possibly post the ads, you post the ads. Second, the selection process. Use a good way to assess candidates. We have a bunch of assessments we use. We have some like, are you going to file a workers' comp thing or not? Or, you know, are you a great human being? You can use assessments. There's a lot of them out there. Make sure you use the right assessments. Do reference checks. Do background checks. Make sure you've got a process that's going to work. As I said, on the average, we have to go through 300 candidates to find a guy or girl and just figure on it. You also, when you place an ad, respond in real time. That's what's tough. We respond in real time. The minute somebody hits, I apply, we say, thank you for applying. A lot of people in the construction industry will place an ad in Indeed. They'll look at the stuff when they get home on the weekends and they'll call a guy a week later. Anybody that was good is gone. It's sort of like you have a marketing process. You know, you have a marketing thing to get people, you know, I want to work on my roof. And when they call you, you call them a week later. Chris, how's that going to work?
Oh, it's not going to work at all. Not in the least bit.
Because what happens is when people are looking for a job, it's like going through Google looking for a roofing contractor, right? You just go to the next one. And if you're looking for a job as a roofer, there's 10 job roofing ads. You go click one, click two, click three. If one gets back to you in real time and the rest don't get back to you immediately, you immediately think that's a better company to work for, right?
Absolutely.
Because at least they care about you and got back to you. They didn't ignore you. Make sure that you get back to people in real time. That's important. A lot of people can't do that. Like we go through 3,000 or 4,000 resumes a month and we get back to people in real time. That's because we have some software that does that and a bunch of other stuff. But it's important. Don't wait a week to do that. So that and back to reference checks, background checks. I know one of my clients, amazing story, had a bookkeeper that embezzled him. So he fired her, got the new bookkeeper. She embezzled him. He went to the DA. And the DA said, do you realize the woman you hired was fired for embezzling on her last job? Come on, you know, so do some background checks. Okay. And now I'm going to go into, you know, reviewing the realities. One is always be recruiting, never stop. Just like always be marketing. It's a process. It is not a project. Okay. So you're always be recruiting. The next one is employees are worthy investments. Make sure you're offering competitive salaries and competitive compensation. You're not going to attract the good people. And if you're not paying your current people what they deserve, you should up your salaries because you won't attract the right people unless you do. Next, outsource your recruiting. Use us, use somebody else, but don't try to do it yourself. It's like trying to do your own accounting. It'll cost you a bunch of money in taxes you don't need to pay. You do your own recruiting, you're not going to do as good a job, and you're going to have marginal employees, which is always a bad idea. Next one, find exceptional talent outside of the construction industry. You can do that. Just be open. And I would say training is really important. You know, if you got a great attitude and a strong body and a strong mind, you're the right kind of person, you can learn how to rip off a roof, man. It ain't that hard, you know? So make sure, have your own training program and make sure who they are is much important, more important than what they know. Next one is hire fast and fire slow. I talked about that a lot. To do that, you have to be recruiting all the time. So recruit all the time. The minute somebody isn't the person you want, let them go. They're going to kill your culture if you don't. And the last one is, unlike a project, recruiting is a process. Get rid of that mindset that it's a project. Do it all the time. Okay? So, and that's it. If they have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Any other questions you have, Chris?
I just want to correlate this back to marketing because these are very, very similar, you know, to each other, right? So recruiting and marketing are very closely tied together. And then sales and actually hiring somebody, having your hiring process are very similar. So marketing to sales and then recruiting to hiring, you know, it sounds very, very similar to have those processes. And something that I talk about all the time with all of our roofers is your business is a collection of systems, right? That's all it is. So, you know, this sounds like that system that y'all need in order to hire the right people. And I know, Paul, you've got some amazing software that helps really, really fine tune how to find those right people, right? That's something that you showed to me.
That's why we have a 95% success rate in the industry, yeah. Less, because we do all the stuff that you should do. But if you're going to do it yourself, do all the same stuff yourself, get back to people immediately, use assessments, do reference checks, do all that kind of stuff. If you can, then hire somebody else to help you do it. But you're only as good as your team. And I think, Chris, you know, marketing and recruiting are tied together in a sense they're both processes. You need to do them all the time. Because now I ask you a question, Chris. If you hire somebody that says, "Oh, I got all the clients I want. I've stopped marketing."
No. Yes, we have heard that before. By the way, you know, sure. from multiple people that are like, "Okay, well, I've got everything I need. I'm good, right?" But again, they come back to you a year later, 6 months later, whatever, simply because guess what? It's you're going to need more people, you know, right. In the future.
It's a momentum thing. Once you get the process, yeah. You're marketing, you build momentum, you've always got new clients, you'd be more choosy because you're always marketing. Recruiting, the same thing. Always recruit, find good people, and have a great team.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Paul, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, make sure that you go to contractorstaffingsource.com to get your hiring processes down and talk to Paul and Paul's team. I know they're amazing. I've sent people to him that they've hired some amazing people. So obviously your system works. And you know, I'd highly, highly recommend that y'all head over there and go to contractorstaffingsource.com.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you having me.
Appreciate you coming on. I really do. Thank you.